Hi guys, and welcome to episode 7 of Say No to Me with Michelle S, your host. If I try my best, I'll pass the test. I think I've finally learned how to rhyme with S. Right? It's great. Okay, I'll let you guys be the judge. Maybe I'm just really excited because I have this amazing guest with me. Her name is Joan Mosu. She's in Canada. That's awesome. She's in Toronto. Owner and founder of Boss Lady Blueprint. She's a business coach with over 20 years of experience. This is someone you want to hear about. This is someone you want to learn from. So, hi,
Hi,
Joan.
hi Michelle.
I'm good, and I'm so glad that you've agreed to talk with me and let our listeners learn a lot about you. And, we're going to focus on the different stresses that as entrepreneurs that you go through. I'm a VA and I'm starting, my own entrepreneurship journey, and learning from someone like you, that's just amazing, the experience that you have with over 20 years. With even one of your companies, you want to just tell us what you did and what your experience was like?
Sure. So I've started six businesses, like you said, but I don't have all of them still running. Currently, I have two. So one is my coaching business, so where I coach entrepreneurs to launch their businesses. And the other one is a business I started when I moved to Canada 5 years ago. And it's called My Soft Landing. So as you can imagine, that as the name says, it just helps people give people a soft landing when they immigrate. Because there's just a lot of pressure, a lot of frustration. You're in a new country, a new culture, and just fitting in is so stressful and so painful. So I figured it out pretty quickly. And I said, you know what? I'm going to help other people who move to Canada settle down quickly. So I've had that now for 3 years, and I've helped hundreds of people settle down in Canada and also get amazing jobs.
That's awesome. I wish I'd known you like when I just landed. It's so important to have someone that helps you, especially as immigrants coming in. It's new, it's a new culture, so many things you don't know. Half of the things I had to go on the internet myself, or it's like paying a lawyer like tons of money and probably not getting results. So that's an awesome business to
Thank
have.
you.
And then so the next one is Boss
Yes.
Lady.
So the Boss Lady, the Ultimate Boss Lady Blueprint is for professional corporate professionals who are feeling stuck or unfulfilled, or just have that feeling that they want more than what their corporate careers are affording. So they want to transition to entrepreneurship and don't know how. So working with me, I guide them to discover their true calling. I'm all about purpose and create a business that they actually love. So, there's a lot of entrepreneurs who just are looking for the next 10K in 10 days type of business, but then they still find that that's probably like a second job. So I work with entrepreneurs who really want to build businesses that they're passionate about, that gives them that fulfillment that they're looking for.
Well, that's good. I also work with a mentor too, because as I said, like I'm also on the journey. And you'd be surprised some of the things that you take for granted, things that you think would be right, not right. For instance, like she helped me realize like you might be trying to be paid hourly, and she's like it's more about your value, it's more of what you're giving to the client. And sometimes you sell yourself short because of lack of knowledge, right? You don't have like my mentor Joan working with you to help you to see like how you can actually accomplish the goals that you want in the right way. And the whole escape thing is a big theme on the show. It's like you're doing the 9 to 5, but your heart isn't in it. But then there is like you might be leaving the 9 to 5 thinking this is what you want to do, and then it becomes a stress in your life as
Absolutely.
well. Do you like experience that with some of your
Oh yeah.
clients?
Oh, a lot of people. So just like myself, some of the previous businesses I owned in the past, like I was a little bit passionate about them, but there was no true purpose. So over time I became either bored or overwhelmed. It just felt like so much stress. And the truth of the matter is, even with the businesses that I'm truly, truly like my business coaching, I really feel that that's my true calling and my true purpose. It's still not easy. So entrepreneurship is not easy. It's un
Say that again,
It's not
please.
easy. It's not for the faint-hearted at all.
Exactly, yeah.
It requires a lot of determination, a lot of focus. And like you hit the nail on the head, it requires coaching or mentoring. You can try to go at it alone, but trust me, it will be painful. I've had times where I thought, oh, okay, I figured this out. I can do it on my own. No. It becomes very overwhelming, very painful. There's so much information out there. Which one do you listen to? Which way do you go first? What move? Like, what's your business model? What's your... Just so much. It becomes really overwhelming. So having a coach or a mentor to guide you, let's have the problem solved.
Yeah, that's true. It's actually very true, listeners. It's not even like a sales thing or like a sales pitch. It's good to have someone that knows what they're
Absolutely.
doing. Because you can go online, you can, Google how to start a bakery. I don't know if you can start it tomorrow, based on that. Like the blogs will kind of list stuff out, like, get a shop, get flour, roll it, cut out donuts, like do stuff like that. But getting the shop, that alone is a stress on its own, right? And you need someone to help you with that. So what are some of the things, like, or situations that clients will come to you with and say, like, the things that are stressing them out the most when you're starting any kind of like new business? And you can like focus on a specific one just to make it clear. But like, what are like some of the first issues that you'll come up with or face as an entrepreneur just starting out?
So yeah, there's different levels, different phases that entrepreneurs go through. The first phase that usually, people really get confused about is being able to narrow down their ideas. So you might have an idea that you think, oh, if only I did this, it's going to be great, it's going to be feasible. It may be and it may not be. So for entrepreneurs who want to start a business but have too many ideas, they can't pick which one, I help them to gain the clarity that they need and focus on the one business that's also feasible. And again, it goes back to your why. Like, why do you even want to make this transition? What are you trying to achieve? If you say to me, your key thing is you want to spend more time with your kids, for instance, there's no point starting a business that's going to take 12, 15 hours a day. That's just, yeah. So it doesn't make sense.
Unless it's like a daycare and the
Unless
kids will be
the kids will be
there.
there, exactly. So we start from your why. What is your why? And then what are your ideas? And how can we find the idea that is most suited for what you want to achieve? Once we narrow down the idea, it's usually how to start. What do I do first? And people are always in a hurry to just launch the business and think, oh, I'm just going to launch the business. But no, things like identifying who your ideal client is very, very key. You might think it in your head, but when I say, okay, write it down, then it's like, okay, I don't know who this person is. Maybe they're this, maybe they're that. If you don't know who your ideal client is, then you might just be targeting the wrong people. So that's one of the first exercises that I do with my clients, minus the one where you figure out what your why is. Then we need to really, really figure out who your ideal client is. And then we start to refine your product and then work on the other business plans. So like, the steps to launch and your marketing plans and other fun stuff.
And yeah, I can it's very true, where I think a lot of us get excited. If people are like me, you get excited over ideas. Like even today, talking to a coworker, he was like, oh man, I have to like sell my house and I'm gonna go away on the weekend with my fiance, but we can't leave like to a hotel because we can't carry the dog. So it was like, boom, idea, hotel that allows dogs. And I think a lot of us are like, we think like that, right? Like we're like, this is top-notch stuff. No one has done it before. I'm gonna be successful. And I think another part, like stress that comes in, is realizing, like after talking to Joan, maybe this is not the best idea. And some people get discouraged because, that idea isn't like, yes, let's go with it. For someone like that, what would be like your advice? I mean, aside from, I know you said, working out that why, but dealing with the discouragement and realizing like, hey, your idea might not be the best right now.
So, like if you find out early, I think that's better than investing your time and money only to find out that it's not a viable product or service. So for me, there's so many ideas out there. And if you only sat down and really thought about it, you will find that there's so many ideas. Where's that one came from? You know, and never give up. Just keep trying. Like, there's no end. There's no destination to success. Success is just accomplishing goal after goal. So you just keep going. Everything that's a failure or it's perceived a failure is just another opportunity to learn something new. So now you know that nobody wants a hotel that, you know, that has dogs in it.
You know? So we don't know that yet. I have not researched that.
What about Airbnb? No, so you can pivot and think, what about Airbnb? You know, so there's always other options. There's no, you can't just give up. There's no, you know, the entrepreneurial spirit is never giving up. It's just going, accomplishing goal after goal, hurdle after hurdle. When you fall down, you got to get up. It's not how many times you fall. It's how many times you get up.
Yes. Yeah. And one of the things, well, I just did the podcast before on trying to find a side hustle. I know some people on their stress is that capital, right? Like that money side of it to start. And then, so when clients come to you and ask, like, I don't know if they've even done this, but like ask you, like, what's the lowest budget I could use? Or, you know, can I start a business for free? What's your advice to someone like that? Well, coming in to start a business with nothing.
Yeah. So there's so many businesses that you can start that don't really require money, especially in this information age. So if you have a skill, you know, like if you're good at writing, then you can go be a copywriter and just, you know, go on Fiverr or Upwork or one of those services. So it's to look at what skills you have that you can trade right now. And then you can start from there and then start building your capital if you want to set up something bigger. But there's so many online businesses today that don't really require a lot of capital.
And is it okay to do something that your heart isn't completely in to make that money for that thing your heart is actually in?
So that, that's why it's a side hustle. once you're sure on what your why is, if your why is, look, I need some additional money just to augment my income, then you know that that's the reason why you're doing it. So you're not looking for your heart to be in it. You're just like, okay, I'm just doing this as a side hustle to make some more money. And when I have enough money, I'll probably transition into doing something that I actually love. So there's nothing wrong with that, you know, but again, it's going to be painful. It's going to be a second job. It's not something you're going to wake up in on Monday morning and say, yippee, can't wait to get started. It'll be like, yeah, another Monday. Yeah, let's just get through this.
Yeah, it's something you have to do. Yes. I mean, with your six businesses, which I'm not going to let go for the rest of the interview, when you started or at the end of it, what now, like what knowledge do you have now that you wish you knew back then? The sigh.
So when I started my first business, which is about almost 20 years ago, I always, like, the key thing for me was like, oh, I can't wait to be my own CEO. I didn't realize that entrepreneurs worked twice as hard. So it's more work, but it's more rewarding. Like you feel really, really good about it. So most of my businesses initially were side hustles. So I always had a 9-to-5 and then I would run the businesses on the side. But I wish I knew what I know right now about entrepreneurship. I would have quit 9-to-5 way sooner because the benefits are just so amazing. Like you wake up every day doing exactly what you love. You're in control of your time and, you know, life is fun. So that's one thing I wish I knew. And then the second thing for me will be education. So I really spend a lot of time going to school. Like it was always one certification, one program, one course, like just school. Because I was told, you need an education to succeed. The amount of education you have determines how successful you're going to be. And we all know that that's not true. So if I had spent all those years that I spent studying, you know, being a better entrepreneur, I believe I'll be far, way, way, way ahead of where I am today. But yeah, but nothing, you know, no regrets. It's all a learning process. Yeah.
I mean, we got certificates, right? You can put them on the wall.
You can
right?
put them on the wall, you know. Yeah, I've got quite a few, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with both points. But what I will say though with educating yourself, it's, for instance, I'm getting more into understanding digital marketing and wanting to be able to, do Facebook ads, for instance, like on my own. And that requires learning about it. That requires like, so I've done a course on it with the aim of knowing it more so I can use it, for instance, like in my side hustle. And at the same time, it's something I want to learn. So it's like, I think you switch gears and stop doing the degrees and all that stuff
Exactly.
because you feel like you need to do them. And society makes you feel like you need to have the BA, the MAs, and all that stuff. It's more of like getting the knowledge of the things that you need to help you become better at being an entrepreneur, which also means, for instance, signing up for mentoring or with a business coach. You get what I'm saying?
No, absolutely. Like, I'm a lifelong learner. Last year alone, I probably attended maybe 10 conferences, maybe 20 workshops. Like, I'm constantly learning, but everything I'm learning adds value to my business. So it's not just some random certification in quantum physics that I'm never going to use. Or,
Yeah.
it's just things that are not
Or
relevant.
that
Yeah, exactly.
trigonometry thing.
Yeah,
I don't even know
exactly.
why
Like,
we
why?
did. Why did we do
Exactly.
that?
Yeah. So I believe in constantly learning, because if you're not learning, you're not growing, and if you're not growing, you're
True.
dying. So
True.
constantly learning and just improving your skills.
And so in terms of I mean, is this business that you have now like the business, like exactly what you want to do as an entrepreneur with Boss Lady?
Yes. Yes, because this is the starting point of that business. So this is the first that I'm doing, so which is the business one-on-one coaching, but I have plans to scale it and make it way, way bigger.
Yeah,
Yeah, because
it's great.
my goal is really to help people who, like me, were stuck in 9 to 5. I know so many people want to get out, but they just don't know how to. So they're just there, yeah, day in, day out, housework to do, same thing. Thank
Right.
God it's Friday. Thank God it's Wednesday, 2 days to Friday.
I know. If
Yes.
someone tells me TGIF
Oh,
one more time,
exactly. So I want to help as many people as I can. But with the model I have today, there's only X number of people I can help. So my plan is to scale that, and help more people in the world. And then I have other plans to launch other businesses as well.
That's
Oh,
great.
I'm a serial entrepreneur.
You're
I'm
obsessed with it.
obsessed, yes.
That's a yeah. I've spoken to other guests, and it's the same. What you're saying is like that freedom that you get. But in a way, is there like a scary part to the freedom? Is there? I mean, we always talk about how great it is, but is there? For us in the 9 to 5 world, are still stuck in it. You have that security of like, someone is doing my pay slip, someone, I'm getting my money every 2 weeks or I'm quitting kind of thing. Like it's kind of like certain things are put in place and kind of structured and guaranteed. As an entrepreneur, what is that side of life like
Oh, it's scary.
without having that?
It's scary. especially in the early days when there's not a lot of money coming in and everything seems to be going out. It's scary, and again, it's very overwhelming because there's just so much to do. And it's almost quite lonely. So if you're starting a business and it's just you, it can be very, very lonely because you're like, oh, who do I bounce ideas off? We know that most spouses don't support or understand or help. So it's just like you're just on your own because your spouse is probably telling you, when are you gonna get another job?
Or can you stop
Yeah,
telling me your business ideas? I've heard
exactly.
it
Yeah,
like 25 times.
just stick with your job. So it can be very lonely, very overwhelming, very, very scary, especially when the money's not coming in. But that's it. You have to just get through that phase. It will be better if you just keep going. Don't stop. Just keep going. It gets darkest before it gets bright, and that is the truth. And another thing that people think is, like even for myself, people are always like, "Oh, you're so courageous. You're so brave. You're so bold." And I'm like, "No, I'm not." I'm scared. I'm scared as well. But I always say to myself, what if? Yeah, what if it doesn't work out, but what if it works out? You know, I'll never know. So I just have to take that chance. So I just do it. I do it afraid. I'm scared, you know, but I just do it. I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna jump and see if the if I survive, if I float or I drown.
Right.
But that's it. That's the spirit. You just have to keep going. You just have to believe in
I think that's
yourself.
it.
Yeah, just believe in yourself
Yeah.
and just jump right in. And if it doesn't work out, it's fine. That's why we have those certifications anyway. You can bring it
I
off the
mean,
wall, you
yeah,
dust it.
the job is the easy
The job
part.
is the
You
easy
can get a
part.
job tomorrow.
Exactly. But then even if you go back to working, you got to come out again. Take some time, you know, stabilize a little bit and then head out again. You got to keep trying.
I keep, you know, I think to myself when I'm thinking of doing my own thing, even, you know, even st doing this podcast, as I said, it was my no, it was my, you know, I don't think I can do this. No one wants to listen to me. Why even do this kind of thing? And every time I'm doing this, even when I'm recording on my own, I'm nervous. I'm afraid. Like there's this fear, but maybe it's the same for you, but it's more like an exciting feeling. It's like that anticipation. It's like this is gonna be good. I just know it will be. And it's not like I'm scared I don't want to, because you know, we're doing a podcast, you're doing your business. So, you know, some people might have that fear and it's stressing them out and they don't know what to do. They feel stuck here. They don't think they can go and do what they want to do. But I'm saying it's that first step. It's just making that move, even in fear,
Absolutely.
right?
Absolutely. Do it
And
afraid.
doing, yeah, you might as well just
Yeah.
try. I mean, what's the worst that's gonna happen, you know?
Exactly.
Like,
Yeah.
and if no one ever went after it, you wouldn't have a job. Like, someone had to start the company that you're in.
Absolutely.
So it just means, even in fear, going after what you want to do, and just taking that first step, just going after it. And you know, it might become something good, it might be failure, but at least you tried something, and it will give you the courage that if it even does fail, that you'll try something new. I
Agreed.
mean, right?
Yeah, and it's
It takes, it
exciting.
might take different tries.
It might
It's
take,
exciting, yeah.
yeah, it is. It is.
How many companies a week for you? And then it does also takes it to realize what you want to do, because sometimes you think it is what you want, and then you start and you're like, I don't want this. You know, if you never tried, how would you
How
know?
would you
That kind
know?
of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It
Yeah.
reminds me of a business I
And I mean,
started years
so.
ago. I started, and then a few weeks into it, so it was selling shoes, you know, and I thought, you know, it'll be easy to sell shoes. And I bought this boxes and boxes of shoes. And like a week into trying to sell the shoes, I was like, okay, this is not for me. I was like, So I had to pull out. Trust me, till date, I still have those shoes in my mom's house, and it's been over 10 years. I keep telling her to
Shoes
trash it, but she's like,
depreciate.
yeah, so they're just there. But yeah, but there was only one way to find out. I tried it and I found that no, selling shoes, not for me.
Yeah. And sometimes you well, and that's, I think you pointed out too, with the goals and the why. It's if you're going after this thing because they say selling video games is the best way to make money online, but you yourself have no idea what a video game is, or ever played any, or even care, that's probably not the business you should
Absolutely.
do.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
I can tell you to stop right now. It's like, if there's no, so even when coming up for like the theme or the idea for the podcast, I said it has to be something that even if I am sick and can't move and don't want to do anything, I could still talk about it and be interested in it. And I think it equals to being your passion.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not very clear, but if you do have something that you love, then make that into something that you want to do. Or, you know, some people are like, I want to keep my passion to myself and not really turn that into a job. But you must at least be excited to wake up in the morning and to do that. Like, Joan is happy to get up in the morning and go to, you know, boss lady moves, just doing
Yeah.
boss lady
Oh
things,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So any final words before we tell these guys goodbye?
Well, no one has everything figured out. And if you keep waiting till the point where you have everything figured out, you're never going to make the move because you're never going to figure it out. So just focus on the minimum you need to focus on and just do it afraid. Do it afraid. Make the first move.
Oh, I like that. Do it
Just
afraid. I
make the
love it.
first move. Get as much support as you can. Keep learning. Keep pushing. Because there's no destination for success. It's just accomplishing goal after goal.
Oh, that's the best way to end this. Thank you so much, Joan,
Thank you.
for coming on and giving us awesome advice. So before you go, I'm gonna throw three words at you, and you just tell me the first thing that comes to you mind. Okay, ready?
Sure.
Donuts.
Sugar.
Tesla.
Ooh, luxury.
Michelle Obama.
Strong black woman. That's three words, but that's it. She's a
Oh,
strong black
yeah.
woman.
She
You gotta
sure
love her.
is. But yeah. Thank you so much, Joan.
Thank you, Michelle.
I really hope. Thank you for being on. I think this was really good. I learned a lot. I'm pretty sure anyone that's listening will learn a lot too. And as usual, I'm going to put all of Joan's info under the podcast post. You can contact her. I'll have it there. But Joan, you can tell them where else they can reach out to you as
Yeah,
well.
so just for your listeners, I'm going to be giving a 50% scholarship on my Ultimate Boss Lady coaching for people who sign up through this podcast. And you also get a workbook, which is a free guide for you to discover your passion and purpose. We all want to start businesses that we love. This is the quickest way to find out. So you can reach me on Instagram. It's Joan Wosu, Joan underscore NWOSU. On Facebook, it's Joan Wosu Coaching. And my website is www.joanwosu.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much,
Thanks so much,
Joan.
Michelle. It was my pleasure being on your show.